The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Rolling down the river. A bit of, what is it? Something about Mary.
Proud Mary.
That's it, Proud Mary. This is the Kerr's Hire. This is not the Proud Mary Cat Attack podcast. This is the Beating the Bulldogs podcast, and we're back in town podcast. Maybe we're not back in town, but we're sort of back in the sort
suburb.
Of the outskirts of town.
The suburbs.
Yeah, I've just got to make an apology too, Kingy, right off the top.
Apology.
Yeah, I've got a big apology to make. A couple of weeks ago on the podcast, I made one of the great faux pas of all time.
And that was?
Well, I suggested a noise made during a movie by a famous actor.
Oh, yes.
was made by Takashi, and Takashi has actually rung in. He listens.
And it wasn't
and
him.
And he said it wasn't me.
It was Poindexter.
It was Poindexter, and Poindexter, the noise was... and the reason for that noise was because...
No.
And this is what, because they'd accidentally snuck into the girls' dorms.
Yes. We're moving on.
No, they'd put up some cameras, and when they realised that they were actually working, Poindexter lost control of his function. He also lost control when Booger suggested the angle of the camera needed to be at a low level. He wanted a panning arrangement.
And
Poindexter couldn't help himself. Anyway, I do apologise because...
To Takashi.
Yeah, because Takashi didn't actually make that noise. It was Poindexter. Right. But the cat's made a few noises.
Can we just start with some sad news? And you might not be across this from the world of sport. Death that is going to shake you, I think, when you find out.
Yes.
The Iron Sheik has passed.
Has he?
Yep.
Oh, that's the Iron Sheik.
Yep.
Are they going to, in his...
They'll camel clutch him into the...
Nikolai Volkov will have the coffin in a camel clutch. Do you think the coffin will have big red boots with the swirly things on the end of
it? I saw that, and the first thing I saw when I found out the Iron Sheik had passed...
How old was the Iron Sheik?
No, I'm not sure.
He'd have to be getting on, because when I was a wrestling devotee... He wasn't young. They were one of the older combinations, he and Nikolai Volkov. So the Iranian and the Russian, which is quite...
He was 81.
81, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, so he had a pretty good innings. Yeah, his famous move was the camel clutch, and once he got you in the clutch, you were absolutely gone. And he was Iranian, wasn't he?
Yes, I believe so.
And how pointy into that with Iran now. They're suggesting maybe, you know, obviously helping the Russians with the war in Ukraine. So like way back then they had a little, I think that's where the alliance may have started.
Oh, with Volkov.
Yeah, with Volkov and the Iron Sheik.
Right.
So I'm hoping to see, you know, Vladimir Putin and the leader of Iran.
Is it the Shah of Iran?
The Shah, is it?
Is it Shah? I'm not sure. I don't know my world leaders.
Anyway, they might, do you think they'll wrestle?
I don't think so.
They may not. The Cats wrestled the Dogs on Saturday night. A little bit unexpected, Kingy.
Good from the Pussycats.
It was. They were helped by some inaccurate kicking by the Western Bulldogs for goal and their general field kicking. But the Cats took advantage. They were good enough.
That was a good
back line was good.
That was a good crowd on Saturday night. That was 42,000 there on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, the doggy fans are up and about.
Yeah, they are.
Cats probably find getting to Marvel Saturday night an easier deal than the MCG on Friday night.
True.
So you probably get a few more along, albeit the Cats are on the back of a three-game losing streak. And I think, would I be right in saying 72.64% of the Cat fans thought they were probably up against it?
Oh, and maybe some more.
Yeah.
I reckon a bit more than that.
And there's always optimists out there.
There would have been. I reckon you would have found 9 out of 10 would have thought, this might be a bridge too far.
Yeah, and I was one
And we
of
talked
them.
About the midfields and just the... Golf in class. Great word. The golf.
The golf.
Yep.
The GULF.
The GULF.
Yeah.
As opposed to golf.
As opposed to the golf. I want to play golf. You'll play tennis and like it. I think that was Spalding.
That was the other way around.
Was it?
I want to play tennis.
I want to play tennis.
You'll play golf and you'll
I want a hot dog. I want a Coke.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You get nothing and like it. The old Judge Smiles.
Judge Smiles.
Yeah.
We're distracted.
Do you know one of the funniest scenes in that movie?
He's
in the locker room.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it was in the clubhouse.
Yep.
And I forget the scene at the front, but in the background, was supposedly this, you know, the hoi polloi of the golf club society. And in the background, you could see two blokes in suits playing cards.
Yeah.
And you know what they were playing? He goes, well, you hear the other bloke go,
they're playing fish.
Yeah, he goes, have you got a seven?
Don't you people have homes?
There was some gold, like, the absolute gold in that.
Sorry,
we've
gone into a Caddyshack.
So, no, the Cats, the back line was good, really good. De Koning was good. Best game I think he's played this year.
Kept his confidence.
Yeah, kept Norton pretty much out of the game. I think Norton kicked one goal. And Norton still tried really hard, as he always does. But
he only had seven possessions, Norton.
He did. And that's, I think, part of that problem is not so much Norton. I think it's the delivery of the Dogs. They're, for whatever reason, their delivery inside forward 50 is absolutely horrific. I saw Kingy on one of those shows... I think it was I don't watch a lot of them. I think I've suggested that before on this Kerr's High Cat Attack podcast. But I did watch on Monday night. It happened to come on, and I've been laid up a bit, so I've been watching a bit more TV than normal. What's the show with on the fluff? Or what's it called? On the couch?
Yeah.
So they had showing the kicks inside forward 50.
Yeah.
So the top five in the top five kicks in terms of kicks inside 50 resulting in a mark for your team, three of the top five are Cats.
Geelong, Grant Myers would be one.
He's top.
Yep.
He was number one. Patrick Dangerfield, yep, which surprises... we've said it, he's having it... Well, he hasn't played, obviously, but when he was playing, his skill level seems to have improved. I don't know whether he's just hit a bit of a patch, whether he can continue that. He was three, and I think number... I know he was in the top five. I think he was four, was Cameron.
Yeah, right.
But the other side of the coin was that they showed that Grian Myers had kicked the ball inside forward 50, I think it was 41 times, and had a 45%
conversion
to marks.
Yep.
Bailey Smith, who you considered to be a pretty skilled player,
yep,
had kicked the ball inside forward 50 42 times. What do you think his percentage was of resulting in marks from those 42 kicks?
15%.
Lower.
10%.
Lower.
5%.
Lower.
3%.
Lower.
2%.
Wow.
Oh,
my maths is a bit crap, but that's that one kick? Is that one or two kicks?
Yeah, two.
Two kicks out of his 42 inside forward 50 have actually resulted in his team marking the ball.
Yeah, right.
Now, they didn't show anyone. They didn't show stats for any other Bulldogs, but I think that probably doesn't help Norton. But De Koning is really good. Tom Stewart, if you allow Tom Stewart just to play his own game in defence, he'll absolutely munch you.
27 disposals, 9 rebound 50s. Three Brownlow votes.
Yeah, he was superb, and there was some vision showed on that exact same show, Kingy, the old down the ground. I love it when they show down the ground, and he just was doing what he liked. The Bulldogs were playing an extra up on the ball. He was doing whatever he liked behind the ball, and just getting in the way and thwarting, you know, a lot of their attempts. And he's such a good mark, but he also has great closing speed, and he reads the game well. When you've got those three factors covered, you can be a really, really effective defender.
How often has a team been beaten when they've had 76 more disposals than the opposition?
Yeah, not often. Not often. That's why I think lucky's not the word. Is not the right word, Kingy. But, you know, the Cats were helped by the Bulldogs.
Yep.
By their inaccuracy, I mentioned, and their inability to hit targets during the game. Geelong took advantage, and then when the game needed to be sort of clogged up late in the game, Geelong didn't want it to become free-flowing when the Bulldogs were trying to get back into it. Geelong were able to do that pretty well. Best game, well, Close was in good form.
Yep.
Grian Myers was probably in the Cats' best three. And I didn't think I'd ever be saying this, Kingy, because I do, when he first came to the club, I did refer to him as rarely going.
Hmm.
He was really important on Saturday night, and he doesn't get the ball a whole lot. But early on, when they were down a bit, that chase and tackle early, his pressure, his ability just to make the defenders a bit nervous, because he's got pretty much extraordinary speed for over a really short distance. He's a really important player, and I wonder whether, Kingy, that helped Myers have been in good form, but helped Stengel Close to actually play, you know, different sorts of roles. But it certainly worked, and they did look damaging. Cameron was good, and Hawkins, you know, didn't star but played his role. Midfield has hung tough. I reckon the midfield's been pretty good, Kingy, over the last 4 weeks, even though they've gone 1-3.
They've battled
hard.
Yeah,
they've just been way undermanned.
Yeah, and outclassed a little bit too.
Yeah, outgunned and outclassed. But they've battled away, and they haven't been flogged. I just wonder whether that'll translate to when these guys come back. So we'll get Dangerfield and Duncan back. Is that 100%?
Well, yes, as good as.
Holmes?
Holmes as well.
So all three back?
Looks like it.
Right. So that allows Bruin, Atkins, and Blitzhoff to drop to three you know, 4, 5, and 6 in your pecking order in the midfield. So, and if they can continue on that form as a lesser player with a slightly different role that suits them a little bit better,
yep,
the midfield might really benefit from the time these guys had out, because it may just create a little bit more depth. I thought Bruin played really well. Confidence seems to be growing with him, using the ball a little bit better. I think he's going to be, I've said this, he does occasionally cock it up, but I think that's just an inexperienced thing. I don't think it's a skill problem or he just needs to play games. And I reckon he's really trending up. I think he's going to be a really, really good acquisition for the Cats long term. So the one that is interesting is Ollie Henry. I think he's going to be a good player too, but right now, is he in the mix? Like he seems, if you've got Rowan, Stengel, Close.
With Hawkins and Cameron.
With Hawkins and Cameron and Myers, is he the odd one out?
Yeah, but you've got to rotate, pardon me, somebody through there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not saying I want him out of the team. I just think he's on the fringe. Like, I think he needs everything to go his way.
I think he's in the best 23.
Long term, I think he is. I just think right now, the way the team's structured, that he's
a very handy sub.
Oh, yeah, he is. Well, yeah, he is.
Him or Rowan are very handy when the game's...
Yeah, if the game needed to be won, you need something, a spark from someone.
Yeah,
I do agree. But what I'm pointing out is that I think he is going to be a very, very good player long term. But just this year, just his role within the team, it's hard to find when you've got Rowan playing that marking role, Cameron Hawkins, and then you've got Close, Stengel and Myers as your smaller type players.
That was Mitch Nevitt's best game for Geelong.
Yeah, he's been good the last 2 weeks. I don't think he's getting pushed out of the team. So this week, Kingy, you're saying Dangerfield, Holmes and Duncan back.
Yep.
Would they consider Bowes? Or I think he probably stays.
Well, he had 28 in the twos last week.
So he's up for consideration.
Yeah, he'd be up for very much.
Well, who goes out?
Mullen would probably go out.
Yep.
What do you do with Segler? And do you run with Blitzarves as your ruck?
Is Radical Air any chance to come back?
Not this week.
They're saying out for another one.
I think it'd be
back
from
Melbourne.
Yep.
Right. Well, with Radical Air is not there. Have you got any choice? So they're at Lysett, who. So when they destroyed Hawthorn, now look, this is probably a complete coincidence, but when they subbed him out, they lost a lot of impetus. Now, I reckon Port Adelaide just decided that they
put the
8,000 points in front. Yeah, they did get scored on quite heavily late in that game.
They did.
And that's one of their problems, Port Adelaide. They do get scored against. They're good at scoring, but if their stats, I think, they're not in the top 8 of scores against. And there's a couple other stats there where they were quite poor that are usually good barometers for the flag. Geelong ranked, I think, 1 or 2 in each of those stats last year. I can't remember the stats offhand, but it was all points. It was all to do with points against. They've been able to have your scores kicked against them. So I'd be interested to see if the Cats can take advantage of that with some guys back in the midfield. Segler, I don't know, Kingy. Ideally, you probably just want to play Blitzars, but is that too big a burden for Blitzars? The only thing about that, Kingy, is you do have some reinforcements in the middle.
Yep.
So do you just play? You don't necessarily need Blitzars to play as an on ground ball gathering midfielder. You could maybe play him in the ruck. They might be better with that option.
And then you have Dangerfield and Duncan. Dangerfield and Holmes back into the midfield mix. Duncan will go back to half back. That'll squeeze Mullen out. Where's Simpson at? He started as a sub.
Yeah, and he got 12 minutes, didn't he? Yeah, you can't make any assumptions. Or
does he need to just go back 12 and minutes. Go back and get a couple of games in the VFL?
Possibly. You would have thought with those three coming back in, because it gives them a much needed boost in the midfield. So
we don't know of any injuries from last week. We suspect. We haven't heard anything. Admittedly, the Cats only got back to the club today. They had a few days off.
Yep.
So unless somebody reports something dramatic. So you'd think Mullen, Simpson, Segler out of the 23.
Well, that'll be a really interesting... It'll be out tonight. That'll be really interesting.
No, it won't.
Oh, no, they don't play it next week. So it'll be out till it'll be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
I mean, ideally, you probably just... I mean, Tim English was... It looked like a cross between Peter Moore, Gary Dempsey and bloody...
John Nicholls.
He was just doing whatever he wanted. Poor old Johnny was...
So he had 30 hit-outs.
Johnny Selgar.
27 disposals, 8 tackles.
It's 17 in the first half.
4 clearances, 5 inside 50s.
Yeah, he just did whatever he wanted to do.
14 of his possessions were contested. What he actually had the most contested possessions for the Dogs.
What did Selgar have?
7 disposals, 24 hitouts, 1 tackle, 1 rebound, 50, 1 inside 50, 3 clearances.
How many marks?
Took 4.
Yeah. He just gave us donuts, really.
English took 12 marks.
He's just too slow on the spread, and he just doesn't offer you anything offensively, and he's too slow to offer you anything defensively, unless the ball happens to fly in his direction and he might be able to mark it. But that's going to be a really interesting call.
Nice.
I think with the, like I said, with those reinforcers back in the midfield, I think it does at least give you the option to ditch him out and go with Blitzarves in the ruck.
Nice spread of goal kickers too for the Cats. 12 individuals.
Yeah. Yep. They were. They did find some. And
Tommy Stewart found a goal.
They kicked straight. I mean, what, each of the last 4 weeks, I think they kicked at least the equal number of points than goals, haven't they? Yep. Or more, if not more.
Yep.
So that hurts. And then they kicked, what, 15-7? So the Dogs had more scoring shots, didn't they?
They did.
Because they only had one rushed.
So the scoring shots in the end, so what was it, 10-15 to 15-7.
Yeah, so they had more scoring shots than they...
Cats the week before, 10-14, against Fremantle, 11-11, and against Richmond, they were 11-12.
Yeah, and that hurts. And those sides did to Geelong did to the Bulldogs. So they took advantage of it and kicked straight.
So Geelong had more scoring shots against Richmond, less against Fremantle, and they had more against the Giants.
Yes, and lost those three games. Yep. They're probably never going to beat Freo over there.
No, but the other two hurt. You look back and they go, gee, they could have still found a way to win those, and they just couldn't.
Yeah, and the third, I think it was the third quarter, Dogs kicked, 2-5? And Geelong kicked...
It was 2-5 to 4-1.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 7 scoring shots to...
5.
And they've lost the quarter by a goal and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that kills you.
Yeah, if the Dogs go in 12-10 rather than 10-12.
That's why I'm sort of a bit reticent to say that, you know, Geelong are back.
Oh, they're not back.
No, they're not back. And they probably need to win one of the next two.
I think they've got to win 2 of the next 3. They've got to find a way to win in Sydney.
Yeah, that game will be critical. Oh.
I reckon because if they worst case is they lose 3 and they're 6-9 and you're almost putting a... Finals are going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Because then you'd have to win 6 of your last 8 to get to 12 wins.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's hard.
You might not even 7. If they're 7-8, you're there. If they're 8-7, I reckon it'd be a great result. Because then you've only got to find 4 wins in your last
8. But win the next 2.
Win 2 of the next 3. Because they're 6-6.
Right.
So win 2 of the next 3. Be 8-7 with 8 to play, knowing you've still got 5 at GMHBA.
The Melbourne game at home is critical, isn't it?
Yep.
They'll get Oliver back for that. Yeah. Anyway, don't want to jump ahead. I don't know. Maybe they are that good, but I think if Geelong were to play well,
they could beat Melbourne.
I think they could beat Melbourne, but I think they could make Port Adelaide a bit nervous.
Yeah.
I think they have the capabilities to get into a shootout and be really good. And Port Adelaide, like I mentioned, have leaked goals at times. So, I mean, I know they thrashed Hawthorn and the game was all over at bloody, you know, 5 minutes in, really. Well, but they kicked like 100 and something points by half time. But they did, in the end, Hawthorn kicked 96 points on them.
Yeah, Hawthorn outscored in the second half 11 goals to 7.
Yeah. And, yeah. They take the foot off the gas. I get all that. But the fact is that against a Hawthorn side that could hardly score in the first half, they leak goals galore in the second. And points against, have you got the ladder, Kingy? Where would Port Adelaide sit in points against?
Well, it's a bit hard to calculate because we've got
buys
and stuff
like that. Oh, it's all a bit sort of...
But even factoring in that St Kilda and Brisbane, you know, probably will concede less or not enough points to go past Port. Yeah, they're sitting about 8th or 9th when it comes to points conceded. So, yeah, they do give up a score.
Yeah, they do. And that sort of gives hope to the Cats that if they can play well Geelong, they've got the ability to be right there in a bit of a shootout.
Mm.
And they've got a pretty good defence, which will only be Radaglia won't be back, but they've still got, obviously, you know, De Koning, Stewart's in good form. I thought Busey played a bit better on the weekend. Not that he's been playing badly, but he just provided a little bit of run at times.
People did come at him as being one that might get squeezed out. But
No, I don't think he's getting squeezed out.
Not a 160 game. Your best small
defender. Tui played a bit better. Yep. Big barrel king. What did you think of the barrel?
Oh, I like it when he pulls that out.
He's not when the opposition bloke marked it's clean.
Yeah. But you've got to get
And then he tried two more. He tried one straight after it.
Did he?
Yeah. Did you see that? So he barreled.
Yep.
It went into the middle. And I forget who marked it, but the Bulldogs marked it.
Yep.
And I think they nearly scored a goal. And they missed.
So he goes again.
He went again. Right. Skew if. On, off the side
I
of the
I saw
old,
the first one, didn't see the second one.
Off the side of the old shoe.
Oh, it's not unfortunate.
So you didn't tell me who's going out of the team. Mullen?
Yeah, I did. I said Mullen, Segler and Simpson.
And they're the only three ins? You don't think Bowes gets a game?
I don't think. He may, but who for?
No, what's the thing? I mean, the obvious one would be, you would have thought, but he's been so good as Nevitt.
Mm. Yeah, he's not going out.
No, I wouldn't have thought. No. I think he probably does go Bruin, out.
Bruin's not going out.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. No.
No?
No,
so
God,
where's
no.
Bowes going?
Yeah, no, you're probably right. He's probably in the Scooby-Doos. Are we getting any back? I see they only had six play on the weekend, the Cats in the VFL.
Yep.
Six AFL listed players.
Yep.
Are there any players launching back in?
No.
No. Is so, Deborah Conway, what's he doing?
So, well, I don't know.
Apparently, there's some tyres. They saw some tyres in the river and there was like a Loch Ness sighting.
Toby Conway.
Yeah.
I have seen him and spoken to him, so he is around.
He does exist.
He does exist.
That's
yes.
good.
Yeah. You want some questions, Benny?
I thought you said we didn't have any.
No, I've got a couple.
Oh, you got a couple, right.
Got a couple. How the 41, great win against the odds, some much-needed confidence added. I take it it's as a grain of salt. If the Dogs took their chances, we lose. Having said that, our midfield had a real crack. I thought Bruin in particular threw his body in contests like the 14 did for many years.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he was good. I think he's building a bit of confidence. His ball use is getting better. And his decision making, that comes with decision making as well. I really like him. I think he's going to be a very, very good player. I think he's a 250 game AFL player, and he'll play 200 of them for the Cats.
At the bye, everyone can get some R&R, get some big names such as Danger, Duncan, Holmes, Bowes, and hopefully Stanley. Stanley making progress, but still, I wouldn't expect to see him.
I think that was pretty severe. We've mentioned that a few times. Blurred vision, hasn't been able to drive. It's been a reasonably severe injury, so I don't know that they'd be looking to rush him back.
No. Moses may have spent 40 years wandering the desert, but it takes Segler longer to get from a centre bounce out of the square. With Stanley 33 in December and Deborah Conway unsighted, a mid-20s backup ruck would be handy for a break in case of emergency right now.
Yeah, well, he does. They time him with a sundial.
However, our current picks in the draft are 13 and 84, so we'd need to move some out. Parfitt could have some currency. If a club was willing to give up enough, I'd look at moving Asava. Deconing Henry.
Moving him?
Yep.
What?
Henry, Collegajasny and SDK can all play taller. Conor at 191 centimetres too would still be a risk, but when all defenders are fit, not sure Asava plays. Either way, a key defender needs to be drafted and put into the VFL for a couple of years.
Oh, I don't think you pass up a 24-year-old who's got athleticism like he has, who's absolutely developing in that position. This is his first year. He's not like he's the fully fledged article. He's only going to get better and better as a defender. With his dimensions, ability, and his, as I said, his athleticism, those players, they don't grow on trees. You'd have to be mad to be offering him up.
Daz Broncos bye week. We can all take a deep breath, and with our run home, we are going to need it. Great game last week, much needed win. Benny, you were on Myers last year, is building nicely, and by the end of 2022 was a vital cog in the premiership. This year carried it even further, in my opinion, and whilst the team has struggled, he is really not at all. Still very unsung in his work rate and fitness to repeat contests and getting up and back down the ground. Can he make top five Kaji, and would he even get an All-Australian consideration, or is it simply too much of a stats award for him to qualify?
Yeah, I agree with. I don't think he'd be in the All-Australian talk.
Oh, well, he's starting to get sort of floated in, pundits, early estimations of squads and stuff like that. So
I think it'd be a bit of a stretch.
If he made a squad, would be.
Yeah, that'd be great. Feather in his cap. I think he's a bit further on the outer than that. That's no knock on him. You need to probably do it over a period of time rather than one season to get in there.
Kaji, he's top three right now.
Yeah, top three. Stewart, Cameron.
Radicalea sneaking around there before he got hurt.
He'd be top five.
Yeah.
Top five. He's played, what do they play, 12 games?
Yep.
He's played probably, I reckon, 9, you say, good games.
Yep.
One pass mark and two probably what you would call, say, poor games.
Mm.
Well, by his standards, poor games. So if you're doing that, you're doing something right. And what I liked about him is he's played well when Geelong haven't won. So I've always been on him. And some people say, he's not hard enough and he doesn't go and win the hard ball. That's not his go. Like, you can't have 18 players like Joel Selwood. You've got to have a mix. And his role and what he's asked to do, his athletically gifted enough to play that role. Not everybody is, because you've got to have an elite aerobic capacity. And as he's played more games, how many games has he played, King?
He's in the 90s.
So as he's got to now 90 games, the game's probably slowing down for him a little bit. He's got a better feel for it. He's played more times in the system. He's played more times with his teammates. Sees the game a bit quicker. And he's making good decisions. And you put all that together. I mean, I remember, you know, Cat fans are on Jed Buse for how, till he played, what, probably close to 100 games?
Yep.
And suddenly 100 games, it all started to click for him and he became a good player. Up to that point, he was a little bit hit and miss. That's footy. That is absolutely footy. And, you know, watch that kid on Sunday, that Wardlaw.
Oh, he's gonna be a star.
He was out of control.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the norm, though.
No.
And this is what I was thinking about playing our opponent next Thursday night, Port Adelaide. You know, you saw from early on that Rosie and Butters were going to be very good players. Mm. They just weren't able to sustain it. They could sustain it maybe for a quarter, and then it would extend to maybe a good game, and then they'd play a poor game, and then they'd be in and out, not in and out of the team, but in and out of the game.
So they'd play two or three good ones.
And then then you'd think, oh, geez, they've been a bit quiet the last few weeks, and then they play a brilliant half, and then you wouldn't see them in the second half. And so what year for them would it be? Are they 50-year players?
I think they debuted start of 2019.
So fourth year or fifth year?
They'd be fifth year.
Yeah. And now it's all come together for them.
Yeah.
What are they be between 80-odd games?
Yeah, be close to 100.
Yeah. It's all clicked for them. And that's the time frame you've got to give, I reckon, players to get to the point where they can play consistent four-quarter footy week in and week out. And Grime Eyes is now at that point. That's why my thing with project forward with Radigalia. Now, his development will be fast forwarded because he has games under his belt playing in a different position,
yep.
But he's learning a new position. So fast forward 2 years' time when he's, what, 27, 28, 29, with 70, 80 games under his belt as a key defender.
He'll be a star.
Oh, absolutely he will be.
You don't want him going anywhere.
Oh, you'd have to have a frontal lobotomy to be thinking your team's going to be better off if you can just go and find someone else like him. You'd be mad.
Daz asking.
That's why Bruin, Henry, Holmes, Jai Clark, you know, these
De Koning,
yeah, still these guys are all on the up. They're not on the down. But you need 4, 5, 6 years, depending upon injuries and how many games they've played, before they're able to play good footy regularly.
Any inside word on Clark's hotspot and how's Conway progressing? Seeing English the other night left me with ruck envy. Clark is still several weeks away.
Yeah, and they're not going to rush him. He's
not a foot,
and he's not making or breaking them this year. Whether he comes back or doesn't come back, it really is irrelevant. They've seen enough in the twos, and he's going to be a really good player for the Cats. They've just got to give him time. If he didn't play again this year, and you know that was the way it worked, I wouldn't be worried about that. If he can get fit, comes back and can play some games in the twos late in the year just for some experience, great. But I wouldn't certainly be rushing a high-quality draft pick back just for the sake of it.
Yeah. Benny?
Yes, King.
We have the next couple of weeks off because of
Thursday
games, so we'll bring the podcast back to you later in the month before we go to Sydney.
Yes.
But we're going to have a bit of
big 2 weeks, King.
We're going to take a deep breath.
Port Melbourne. No, not playing Port Melbourne. We're playing Port and then Melbourne.
I'd back it against Port Melbourne.
Against the Borough.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one, Kingy. I'm really looking forward to the Cats with the troops back. And then let's just hope, fingers crossed, the other thing I'm positive Saturday night was no injuries, or seemingly no injuries to the Cats. They got through a game unscathed. Yeah. Troops getting back and, yeah, hopefully starting to build. Just got to find a way now when they're probably still finding their feet with those guys back. Like you say, to win two of the next three, that'd be absolutely fantastic. It puts them back right in the mix to have a crack and make a bit of noise at, you know, finishing somewhere fifth to eighth.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.